I think the army plays a very critical role in this whole succession debate. Because if you look at it, the army has got serious interests in terms of the diamond interests, in terms of the economy of the country. They actually have a huge stake in it, and because of that, they want to defend and protect their interests. So it's very possible that the army is going to play a very critical role in determining who eventually becomes one of the vice presidents, or which two people become vice president, and which individual actually succeeds Robert Mugabe eventually.
So at the end of the day, which camp do you think they support? Because now it seems as if the Mchuru camp is very, very weak.
It would be simplistic to just say the army supports Emmerson Mnangagwa, or the CIO supports Emmerson Mnangagwa, or the police Chiwuri supports Joyce Mujuru, because those entities are not homogeneous. They're made up of different people with different interests. So you might find that people at the top level might support one faction, but people in the lower echelons of the army, of the police, or the intelligence might support somebody else. So it's not as simple just to say that maybe the intelligence Bonyongwe is going to support the Mnangagwa. It's not as simple as that, because it's different individuals, it's different ranks with different interests.